T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So anyway.
All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Brent Stover from CBS Sports Network, talking about all the SEC schools and all the SEC quarterbacks. We'll talk to him for a couple minutes. Brent, thank you for coming on the show this morning. We appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for having me. Another exciting week of college football, huh?
Every weekend. And the beauty is they start at noon and they go as long as you want to be a junkie if you want to stay up.
I told you about that Air Force Hawaii game. 11 p.m. Air Force Hawaii.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, but that's us, Scott, at CBS Sports Network. That's You've right. got the guy right now, and now I expect you to be up for our halftime show and our Inside College Football afterwards, all right? I mean, you know, about 2:30 a.m., where else would you rather be on a Saturday night?
Absolutely. Not even a question.
I will tell you, just doing games on Sunday, the Saturdays are fun. They really do get set up. You talk about the perfect sandwich. That is college football, and then Sunday, the guys that play at the next level, it's connected because those guys playing on Saturday are soon going to be playing on Sunday, and it makes it great. Hey, we were just talking about the top teams right now, and it really doesn't matter because there's 5 or 6 teams in the running, and a lot of them are going to play each other, so it's all going to play itself out. But I'm just curious. You know, we kind of forget about Oklahoma. We get talking about SEC and the Big Ten. And Oklahoma just had a good win against Texas. I don't know if they even get challenged the rest of the year. Maybe you think they will. Where does Oklahoma fit into the big picture for you, matching up with some of the other big boys?
I got them at number 3 behind LSU and Alabama.
Okay.
And I think all 3 of those teams, are interchangeable. One thing people need to know about Oklahoma is the defense. They just come off a 9-sack game against Texas. And Sam Ehlinger, who for my money is one of the best quarterbacks in the country, threw for a season low, 210 yards. It's trendy to say there's no defense in the Big 12. But based on scoring, again, 34-27 still seems high scoring, but not necessarily the way college football is now, these up-tempo offenses, and especially in the conference like the Big 12. But Oklahoma's defense is a story people need to start talking about because they're getting after the quarterback right now. They're stopping the run against good offenses. They've been bend but don't break. And, I mean, Jalen Hurts has got to be one of the favorites for the Heisman. And CeeDee Lamb coming off a 10-catch, 171 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I mean, their offense is still as prolific as ever. And the way that this system, Hurts waltzes into this system in Norman Lincoln Riley and does not miss a beat. Can you guys imagine a national title game, Alabama against Oklahoma with Hurts facing Saban and those guys? I can't think of a better storyline.
That's pretty good. I got to give you credit. That's pretty good, although I am looking forward to Joe Burrow and LSU and Alabama and Tua playing each other. But you're right. That would be fun. He comes back to play against his old team.
Right.
That would be –
Saban's got to strategize for Jalen Hurts.
So crazy. By the way, so the other team is Ohio State, who – they still got some tough games. Can they move up and get in good shape with Wisconsin and Michigan, or you just look at it as the conference a little down and they're going to have trouble getting there because they're pounding people right now?
Yeah, they're pounding everybody. They're the Alabama of the Big Ten, and there's a big drop-off. There's a bigger drop-off, obviously, in the Big Ten than there is in the SEC from the top. I think it's Ohio State and then just a little drop to Wisconsin and then kind of everybody else. I mean, Michigan's 5-1, but does it feel like they're 5?
No,
it feels like
God,
they're
3-3. I forgot that. That's right. No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, they're 5. It's easy to say. Here's the problem with Michigan is they play so ugly. I mean, they should have lost to Army.
Yes.
Against Illinois, they let Illinois back into that game the other day. I mean, it's just – and Illinois is bad. Big 10 – I hate to say the Big Ten, especially the West, is just not good. I mean, Nebraska was the trendy favorite to win the West, and they are still at least a year away. They've been a disappointment. So I do think it's going to be Ohio State and Wisconsin in the Big Ten title. But going back to your original question, I don't know that Ohio State is going to get tested. I mean, they might get tested, but what will a win over Michigan mean at the end of the year? I don't know. And is that a given? I don't know. Because in a rivalry game in November, I don't know, guys.
Brent, quick answer before we let you go. You're the general manager of the Dolphins. You got to pick one quarterback, Joe Burrow or Tua. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Burrow because the NFL, and he's more of an NFL prototype guy, but you can't go wrong with either one. But a guy throwing at 80% completion rate, I'll take that all day. That's Burrow.
That's like a video game right there.
We got guys that don't throw 80% against air, man, right, let alone. That's pretty good stuff.
Brent, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brent. Hang in there, buddy.
2:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, I'll expect you guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Thanks. Brent Stover's been with CBS Sports Network since 2010, serving as a play-by-play announcer and studio host. This week, he hosts college football halftime shows on CBS Sports Network, as well as Inside College Football, and this week in SEC football. Good job by Brent. He's taking Burrow. You're getting the Burrow train running, and I don't like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.